Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So we're just going to pick up on a conversation we had with a client this morning, he knows who he is, where he said, why doesn't anyone ever tell me how long something's going to take? So it could be his boss, it could be his colleagues, it could be his employees. When he says, look, how long does it take to do X?
Yeah.
They go into a whole song and dance. Well, you know, it really depends. And they just don't want to give him a straight answer.
Or they don't know.
Maybe.
I think that's frequently the case.
I don't know. My take on what he was saying was that people don't want to give you that answer because they don't know whether you're going to pile more work on them or you're going to judge them for their answer.
That's so interesting. I didn't hear that at all.
That's the way I heard it. How'd you hear it?
I heard it that most people have no earthly idea where their time goes in the course of a day. And so whatever the project is, because he mentioned one person who's an incredible producer, but who just simply didn't know how much time it took to do a specific task.
And she couldn't even figure it out?
No. I mean, I think, so going back to that, what do you do when you're employees or coworkers or authorities above you can't figure out or don't know or can't tell you how long something takes.
Yeah, how do you assign work or how do you, if you don't understand how long things are going to take or at least guess? I mean, there's always things that get in the way. But this just reminds me from Working With You Is Killing Me when we talked about
time boundaries.
Yeah, time boundaries, which, you know, I always have a good sense of how long things are going to take and I usually come in under.
You do, and I don't have a good sense, and I usually slide through that finish line. But I've learned.
But do you have a sense of how long things are going to take now?
I have a better sense with time. It takes time. But I think the thing that's interesting is if you have no idea, one of the starting points, I think, is to start tracking your time.
See, I think this is about your relationship to time.
Okay, so let's hear it.
Because I had another client this morning who he was saying he had to get focused. He had to get focused because he's got something that's due in 2 weeks. And finally, I asked him this question. I said, are you a crammer? And he said, well, yeah, I am. I said, so really, you're just stressed because you can't get focused because you don't get focused until the last minute.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, that's the way I operate.
Yeah.
So that's not knowing how long something takes. That's a style that you need a lot of pressure. And there's a lot of people like that like to cram and they don't like getting things done ahead of time. I don't know what that's about because I like to get everything done ahead of time. I mean, if you come to dinner at my house, it's done before you get there. So I don't really understand that. It's a style. I don't think it's an unconsciousness. I think it's a style.
Well, I would beg to disagree. And I think that both things can be true. So it can be a style. They're definitely deadline-driven people and people who are crammers and people who are procrastinators, but then there are people who just don't know. And actually, go back to time boundaries, we would call them time optimists. They don't really know how long something takes, and they insist that it will take less time than what it actually does take. So having a realistic grasp on time, I think, is a challenge for many people.
See, I actually think somewhere in his head he does know how long it's going to take, and that's why he's feeling the pressure now. It's probably going to take him 2 weeks. Or maybe he knows somewhere in the back of his head it's only going to take him a week, so he's going to wait. He's going to wait, and it'll be the deadline. And I think a lot of people operate that way because they just can't
focus unless they have the pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there are quite a few people like that. It definitely works if you have any kind of attention deficit. Pressure helps with creating hyper-focus.
So if you ask somebody how long something's going to take, I guess the answer for them is, well, when's it due? Maybe that's why they don't have a sense.
Yeah. Well, and I'd also like to say, you know, we see things differently, you and I, Kathy, at different points. This particular thing, I think, if you're a manager and you want to know how long something's going to take and they can't give you an answer, then you've got to ask them to track their time. Do it and track your time and let me know how long it took you. Because that, I mean, data will tell you. And time tracking is something that many people with time management issues do as a starter just to see where their time is actually going. Like some people find out they're spending tons of time on Facebook or some other activity or email, right, as opposed to doing other forms of work.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know that unless you really look at where your time goes.
Ooh.
So you don't fritter away your time, so you wouldn't imagine.
Well, sometimes I do, but I understand what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But it's hard for me to imagine. I think there's a lot of factors that go into how long somebody's going to take at work, because sometimes it's dependent on somebody else delivering.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's a lot of factors, so it depends on what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think by a certain age, you have an idea of how long it takes you to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know some people never figure out, but it's hard for me to understand why people can't figure this out, or at least guess and say, well, I think I can do it in 48 hours. I think I can have that done in 2 days.
Right.
You know, this is what I've got on my desk. This is what I can get done. You really think people have no idea?
I think they have a very hard time estimating if you don't have a realistic grasp on time. It's hard to imagine when you do have a realistic grasp on time. But for example, time optimists, and I have several clients who have this, will promise something in 10 hours that they can't possibly deliver in that period of time.
So because why do they put themselves in that situation?
Because they have an unrealistic understanding of how long things take. Which takes.
Are they late for an airplane also?
Yeah. They're late for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not all the time, not something. And actually, what's interesting is a lot of time optimists partner with time realists, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the person who may have trouble getting to the airport, their spouse or partner or significant other is someone who gets there 3 hours in advance.
But you see, this is where it blows it out of the water for me because, you know, I fly and everyone's there. So somehow they figured that out.
Well, there are plenty of people who get in right under that, bar, that time bar. And you have several friends who are of this ilk. We have a shifter. You have a shifter friend.
Well, I think they're in a different category, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not really high. They're not very functional.
Uh-huh.
And she's never really held a job.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're talking about people that have jobs that, have to get up every day and show up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I do have somebody who's managing an employee who can never get to work on time. And it turns out that it's a mental health issue.
Uh-huh.
She actually
She's depressed?
Well, she doesn't want to ask what the real issue is, but she's on some kind of medication.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I think... Because as you grow up as an adult, you should know how long it takes you to commute, to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to say that people don't know, you know something. You know if you're going to make pasta, how long that takes, don't you? How long does it take to make pasta?
Depends if it's gluten-free.
Well, so, but you know the answer to that.
Gluten-free, yeah. But however, you're right. I know it by experience. Now, let's say I'm someone who's working in a chat room, and someone asks me, how long does it take for you to queue up and make this chat happen and then review it and report about it? I may know, as you say, on some level, I may vaguely know, but if I'm not actually tracking it, I may not have a clear idea, especially if I do that interspersed with a lot of other activities.
Right, but you still know what happened within a day or within a time. You may not know exactly, but you have some framework.
So if your boss asks you, how long does that take, and you're not really sure,
mm-hmm.
what do you do?
So I'm going to figure that out and get back to you.
Right.
But apparently people just answer him. They have no idea.
Right.
I just found that really odd. I wonder if it's the culture of that company that they... I don't know, maybe they have a heavy workload, so it's all combined and they can't tell how long something takes. I'm not really sure what it is.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good point that there could be different motives. Like you mentioned, I mean, there are a few people possibly in that place and many places who are afraid of telling you how long it takes.
Well, that's what I started by saying. I think
the fear.
That they don't answer you because they're afraid of judgment.
Yeah.
Or what was my other one? They're afraid of judgment or they're embarrassed by how long it might take them.
I think that's true for some people, but not everyone.
Mm-hmm. So, the other people are more in a fog.
Yeah,
right.
They're just not clear.
So this goes back to that chapter where we talk about, you know, time, how people have different relationships to time.
Yeah.
Some people think, you know, if you have a 2 o'clock appointment, if you get there at two, that's all right. You're late. I know somebody who thinks that way. And then there are some people who think if you have a 2 o'clock appointment, yeah, 2:33 is fine.
Yeah.
So everybody has different relationships to time.
Absolutely.
And how they relate to it.
Right.
So,
and if you have a hard time grasping how much time actually takes, if you have a vague relationship to time, then, and I think you're absolutely right, just in terms of talking about professional development, part of being a professional is being able to give proper estimates of how long things take.
We all have deliverables.
Yeah. So then if this is a tough area for you, I would recommend the first thing you want to do is start tracking your time. Find out the reality of it. What really, how long does it take things to happen?
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Logan?
Does it bother this person when his colleagues
he's very
say,
upset.
I don't know, or I'm not sure?
The first thing he said was, do you have a podcast on this topic? And I said, let's talk about it today.
I don't think he's alone, right? I don't think he's alone in having that kind of response. Mm. Unclear response.
I've actually never had anyone ask me that question. That's why we haven't covered it.
Yeah.
No one has ever said that no one can give him an answer when he asks how long it is. He manages a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. But he also, his work is dependent on the work of other departments.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He doesn't, you know, it's not a standalone. So, you know, in order for him, his department to do what they have to do, they've got to get information from other departments, from finance, just from a bunch of other departments. But that's true in a lot of companies that your work is dependent on other departments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get a realistic estimate out of them, how do you, you know, that's a little maddening to me.
Yeah. It is. And you can work with departments who are chronically late with their deliverables, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ask them how long it really takes you to get this done, and you probably won't get a clear answer from them either.
Or one you wouldn't like. They take longer. And it may be that they overestimate or underestimate how that's why they're late. I don't know. They may think they can get things done quicker than they actually can.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. That's one of the things we talked about, remember, and Working With You Is Killing Me. And actually, I think it was a managing up skill, which was to under promise and over deliver in terms of time. Like say, well, I don't know if I can get that to you till Thursday, and then that you've given yourself enough time, and if you turn it in by Wednesday, everyone's super happy.
Right.
As opposed to over promising and under delivering.
Right. I always tell people it's gonna be later than I know I can do it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kathy is the time master.
I have a relationship to time, which I don't really know why. I just understand we all have the same 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody has more, and nobody has less, and you sleep quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we've got, and so that's why I don't understand why people haven't figured that out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I've done a lot of, you know, spiritual classes, and I know there's a way to stretch time and, you know, get somewhere faster than you humanly can possibly through this, you know, thinking. But based in basic reality, you know, if you have to get X amount of miles and you can only go 60 miles an hour, you know, there's a time limit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that's interesting actually about time and, you know, allotting the proper amount of time to something is that you have to also say no to other things, right? And I think the people who I know who are time optimists, one person in particular I'm thinking right now has a lot of different clients, and she wants to be heroic. She wants to say yes to everything, and what she ends up doing is disappointing a lot of people.
Right. Mm.
So that realistic handle, as you say, of understanding what you're capable of doing, what your limits are regarding time, is really essential.
Well, that's a whole psychological thing. That's something else going on there. That's not even about time to me. That's really about, you know, how she can't say no. That's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do believe she knows how long things take. Mm-hmm. She just can't. And she's setting herself up for a lot of people being mad at her. And she knows that they're mad at her. So that's a whole psychological, that's your department. That's something else going on there. But she knows how long things take.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I would say not always.
I think she does. I think she just doesn't know how to say no.
Well, what you when you mentioned knowing, I mean, part of what we talked about with time boundaries as well, and I think managing up and working with you is killing me, is that you want to know what the acceptable and appropriate and realistic obstacles are that mm-hmm. will come up whenever you do something, right? So if you're going to do a project with another department, you need to know, okay, they're usually a little late on their deliverables, or maybe the deadline will be pushed, or maybe they'll have a technical problem of some kind. But I, again, for time optimists, very often they don't incorporate those obstacles as part of what's going to happen.
I think at a certain point they actually, because I'll just use this one girlfriend I have as an example. If you go to her home in the evening mm-hmm. and you're going for dinner, let's say, she doesn't start till you get there. I know a lot of people like that. Uh-huh. And it seems very disorganized, and many people have gotten mad at her about it. And she's finally admitted, oh, that's really my style. That's really the uh-huh. way I like it. Not everybody else likes it, but I like to do the cooking when everybody first gets there. I'm not motivated before. Yeah. So that's, you can't say that you can't call that anything other than what it is. She's just doing what she really likes. That's right. So it's not that she has a bad relationship to time. Mm-hmm. It's that's her style mm-hmm. of entertaining. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, I want to say that I think that everybody has to understand what their own time relationship is, like mm-hmm. how they see it mm-hmm. and how they see it on the spectrum of, you know, are you somebody that's really timely or are you somebody who really thinks time is flexible? Mm-hmm. I think you just have to really know that about yourself.
Yeah. And if you're a time, what I call time optimist, which is you can assume you can fit everything into your time frame, whether that's realistic or not, then you should adjust your expectations, right? Adjust your timeline.
How many times do you want people to be pissed off at you? I would imagine if you you get punished for it, right?
Yeah.
Or does everybody just flow with it?
Well, it depends on probably. Who you are and what your position is in the company. I mean, we have worked with people who work for people who have a very poor sense of time.
They mm-hmm. don't do that well. Mm-hmm. They don't. Mm-hmm. So what is that? Is that they well,
sometimes it's a bottleneck, right? Sometimes it's, if it's someone, a person who's in a position of authority, they may be a control freak and they have to sign off on everything. Mm-hmm. And so they're constantly behind, mm-hmm. right? That could be one reason. Mm-hmm. Another may be, I mean, it's funny because I'm thinking about performers who are famous for being chronically late for their own performances.
Right, right, right. Well, that's a diva thing.
That's
right?
A whole different thing.
That's a form of control.
But if they,
and it works
but they
for
still
them.
Give a good performance at the end, or then this individual might deliver an amazing project, but it's exponentially late.
Yeah.
Well, there is, I think when you're, you know, in that category, I mean, my husband works with a lot of, you know, artists.
Yes.
I think there is a thing about, you know, they can get away with that. But
yeah.
That's not that they don't know what time it is.
Right.
I think they do know what time it is.
Right.
And they use it because it's a form of control and it continues to build their aura, you know, the energy around them is that they're so special. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really wonder. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Catherine. We've gone, certainly, I've gone with it for years, but I'm just challenging it because uh-huh. I think this is kind of factual here. This is not an alternative fact. 24 hours is 24 hours.
I'm not challenging
it's
that
a fact. So to think that, you know, you can control time or you can, you know, get stuff done that's unrealistic. I think there's something else going on with those people.
Well, there may be.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that's how they operate. So,
right.
And if you're managing someone like that, that's where it's very rough. And to me, that's where you go back to time tracking. Mm-hmm. Because the only way you're going to get them to even look at their relationship to time is to see how long things actually take. And I mean, it will feel like you're babysitting, especially if you have a very strong grasp of time yourself. But that's how you're going to get the data.
Yeah.
And we always talk about it. When you're talking about management, you've got to have the data. Otherwise, you don't.
Right.
You just live with their vague responses, right?
I mean, I've made this statement a lot and I've had people argue with me. I think the most successful people have a grasp on time.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they tend to show up on time. And they get a lot done mm-hmm. because they understand time.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think it's something that everybody really has to pay attention to at some point if it's holding you back.
Absolutely. Building your time muscles is a great thing to focus on if it's something that you have trouble with. I would agree with that 100%.
Clearly, I have a problem with it because I don't like people wasting my time because I utilize my time.
I understand that. Right, and it's hard. Right. What I really get, Kathy, when you're talking, is that it's very hard to understand this other.
I don't buy it, actually.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it be used as a manipulation. I've seen it be used as a form of control.
Right.
You know, I'm the one who shows up late because then you all have to notice me.
Yeah. I've seen that, and I've also seen other forms of it. So, mm-hmm. and that just has to do with working with people who have this issue. So, and I think to your point, it's still something, if it is a challenge for you, that you want to improve on because it's going to make your career mm-hmm. path a much smoother one.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the more you respect somebody else's time, the more they're going to respect yours.
All right. Mm-hmm. So just to close with our point.
Close with our client who doesn't know why people do this. I hope you see why people do this now.
As you see, there are many different perspectives on why people do this. So if you have someone who doesn't know how long it takes, please have them track that very activity.
Get the facts,
get the data. In the meantime, as Kathy says, it's very good to encourage people to get clearer with their time and more prompt with their time in order to forward their career.
Yeah, and to understand their relationship to it.
And to understand your relationship to time. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
Follow us on Instagram.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.